Is there a meeting in the church specifically for fellowship, like we would have a prayer meeting? Well, I have made that suggestion on occasion. I'm not dogmatic on the thing, but obviously when we read Acts 2:42, there was private worship, but what Acts 2:42 is talking about is a meeting for worship, for the remembrance of the Lord, right? Yes, there were private prayers, but what Acts 2:42 is talking about is a corporate prayer meeting. Yes, there was private Bible study and discussion of the scriptures. They went from house to house, sharing these glorious truths. But there was a meeting for the public teaching of Bible doctrine. So then it says fellowship. Why should we assume that that one word in there means what happens after we break up and go off into the hallway, down the stairs, out into the parking lot? Why is it not a corporate fellowship meeting? What would a fellowship meeting look like? Well, fellowship is sharing what you have in common, isn't it? And what do we have in common? Well, the life of Christ. The thing that people say most often when I'm traveling preaching is they say the most encouraging thing is when I tell them stories of how God is working in the lives of his people in various parts of the world. It's very encouraging. And very often I will ask Christians in a local fellowship, how did you get saved? How did the gospel come to your family? What are the encouraging ministries you know about in the area here? And then I get up and tell everybody in the local fellowship what's happening in their own assembly. And they don't even know it. You see, if a young Christian comes to the Lord's Supper and gets up and says, listen, I have got to tell you something. This has caused me to worship no end. I got a job this week. And the brethren say, excuse me? Brother, this is not the place for that, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So Wednesday night, prayer meeting, he gets up and he says, listen, this is so good. This is so encouraging. And they say, is this going to take long? Like, we just have a little time to pray here. When is the time where God's people can talk about their lives to provoke one another to love and good works? My wife has been trying to witness to our neighbors for 3 years, and this week she had a golden opportunity, and she shared the gospel, and it was just so thrilling. Wouldn't that be wonderful to hear? And wouldn't all the other sisters think, yeah, you know, I've been trying to reach my neighbors for a long time too, and cry out, Lord, give me an opportunity like that. Or to stand up and say, my daughter, she had an opportunity to witness in the school, or whatever it might be, to share our lives together in a way that would cause thanksgiving to go to God and would stimulate us in our own personal lives. I think it would be a great thing. I don't say you have to do it every week, but I think it would be a good thing to do, to gather together and to share what we have in common. I think that was the idea. And maybe they actually did have fellowship meetings after all. I think they did when missionaries came to town, and we do that, don't we? We hear about what the Lord's doing in Pongo Pongo. We just don't hear about what God is doing in our little town, in our little assembly, and in our families. I think it'd be a good idea to do that, wouldn't it? Because it causes our hearts to rejoice when we hear what God is doing on the other side of the world. We might just find out that God's in Ireland too.